Take me out to the crowd. Okay, yeah, I was off key, but a little baseball music. Or it could be softball music for that matter. Bob Ruland of the Senior Softball League, Madison, joins us to talk about another season as we get set to throw out the first pitch at Goodman Field over there by Goodman Pool. And 10 teams last year, Bob. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you for having me. Yes, last year we had 10 teams. Our goal is to try to get to 12. But again, 10 will do, and it's been fun.
Okay, so what's the age?
Age is 55 and up to however old someone wants to come in and play.
How old have you had?
We had a gentleman, 87, that retired last year, and a gentleman, 83, that I'm not sure will be back this year. And the youngest, of course, is 55.
And I, you do the rules. You prevent injury. You want to make it fun, right, Ron?
Yes. The whole idea here is to have fun and to be safe. For example, if a runner is going from first to second and there's a play made on him, he can run through the bag as long as he does not make an attempt to go to third without liability being put out. So he can run 15 feet past that base, so there's no pulled muscles. It's all about safety.
So as long as you don't make that turn to third, you're safe.
That's correct. No sliding. Everything's safety.
Yeah, because you want to, you know, you don't want to make it ridiculously easy, like, well, everybody walks or
right.
something like that. But, you know, as we get older, I'm in there too. Bodies just start doing different things and handling things a little differently.
You're too young for golf, aren't you, Bob? I mean, it's just too slow a sport.
Yes, too slow for me.
Yeah. Yes. So you bowl and play softball.
That's correct.
A little more movement going on. It's slow pitch, too, right?
That's
ball,
correct.
Tell me about the ball.
The ball is a clincher ball. It's soft. It's a 12-inch softball. And if it hits you, it won't hurt you like a regular softball, the fast pitch that they play. And we've had nobody get hurt yet in 3 years. This is our third year in 2 years. We've had people hit by line drives. Nobody's gone down. It's a very soft ball, very easy to play with.
Now, and you've been going 3 years. What got you thinking, hey, we should start up this league?
My friend Ray Blum, who is in Florida right now, he called me one day back in 2010 or 2009 and said, Bob, we need a softball league, a senior league. I've been watching him play in Florida. He wanted to know if I'd go in with him on it. And I said, of course I would. So we went to Milwaukee, watched him play down there. And we got it going. Our first year, we thought we'd get three teams. And with the help of Smart Motors, our corporate sponsor, and WIBA, it took off. Like, we got eight teams the first year.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. And last year, went to 10.
The great Roy Campanella said, play like a man, but love it like a boy. You guys are still about 8 years old, aren't you, at heart?
Yes, we're still boys and at heart, yes. Little kids.
why grow up? Let's play some ball,
that's
huh?
Exactly right.
Well, it's something, yeah, I was curious. Why did it start? And then I'm thinking, why hadn't it started years ago? It just seems we have a senior league for a lot of different,
yes.
You know, a town this size, you would think we would have had one.
That's what Ray was thinking when he was sitting in his condo over here off of Fishhatchie Road, and he says, the light bulb went on. He says, we don't have a senior softball in town. And we went from there. We went to the city of Madison. The MSCR helped us out.
Yeah.
All the support we needed. And we just started, again, WIBA supported us. And it took off. It was incredible the first year.
Wednesday morning you play?
Wednesday morning. The season starts May 9th. First game at 8:30. We play till about the second week in September. It's about 17 to 19 games we play, providing no rainouts. But then we make up with doubleheaders. So we get a lot of action. The guys love it.
Yeah, and you get pretty, still, I mean, when we get older, we're still as competitive
yes.
as can be.
If people come out and watch these players play, they'll see that they really play hard. They still got that competitive spirit within them, and they want to do well.
Is there tobacco? Is there spitting
no.
going on in the dugout?
No, none of that. And there, we have umpires, and they treat the umpires fairly well. We have a picnic at the end of the year. We have over here at McKee Park, we have a big picnic, and it's awesome. It's just great. I can't explain it. They can go on our website. We have a GreaterMadisonSeniorSoftball.com website. And there's slides out there that show all the action we've had the last couple of years. It's got all the information about signing up, our phone numbers, email addresses, rules of the league, the countdown to when the opening season, opening game is on May 9th. And
now, Bob, I know you probably don't want to admit it. It's true. You're coming off that big PED scandal, right?
No.
Performance-enhancing drugs. Yeah. Do you test for them?
No, I don't. No.
Oh, I didn't see Bob flex his muscles earlier for Chandra. And she was swooning in the control room, I'll tell you.
Hey, that's all geritol, right?
That's right.
I got to do the national anthem before the first game?
We did the very first year. The first year when we opened this thing up, we had a big hoopla out there. The radio station was out there. We had... Yeah. The mayor out there for that opening pitch, it was
Sagan's a softball guy. He used to play softball, the mayor, current mayor anyway. Yes.
Well, yes. He has that hip thing he needs to heal up, but then maybe he'll get him, you know, on the team here one of these years. Yeah, not everybody plays golf, Mitch.
No, I realize that. I mean, Bob's too young. Bob's
good
too
for
young
you guys.
For that. That's an old man's game.
But again, if they go to that website, greatermadisonseniorsoftball.com, everything is right there. Again, slides, phone numbers, rules.
Do wives show up, or wives are pretty much
it's yes, some of the wives show up to cheer on their husbands. Yes, we get it. People come. Yep.
Yeah. Fun.
We thought about having a hot dog stand open up or something to sell, but not at
You know what? We should work on getting that going. You got it. At a ballpark, at least have some peanuts or some the smell of hot dogs.
I think hot dogs and lemonade sounds good.
Yes,
well, some cold
does.
Beer,
really,
you can get a lot of
really
people
does.
To show up and
really
be a problem
does.
With that.
It's awesome. So.
Well, Bob, you've had this glove for a while, haven't you?
That glove is probably 50 years old.
Oh, can I see it?
50 years old.
It's one of my softball gloves. I still use it today.
Robin wants to see if he wants to throw a ball in there.
I have it all strung with leather.
Bob, can I feel your glove?
Sure.
Yeah, I know that's very forward, but I would like to.
Direct question.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's nothing that beats a perfectly broken in glove. Oh,
and it doesn't
and the
miss
smell
anything.
And, oh, yeah.
Now, Bob, you put some saddle soap on that glove over the years, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
This is perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Catches all line drives, doesn't miss many, so.
What's the average score? What's the average score of a game?
Well, I'll tell you what. We've had some games as low as 4-3, 3-2, 2-0. Sometimes you get a blowout. We have a mercy rule after 7, but maybe could be a 19.
A mercy
15.
Rule?
It depends,
it's
you know.
A 7-run rule?
It's 15 after 7.
Oh, 15 after 7,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but again, you know, as far as score goes, it could be 11-9. It all depends. The play is very well. There's some good ball games.
It's not cutthroat in terms of recruiting other players from like out of the area, that kind of thing. The stacked teams. You guys avoid that probably, right?
Well, we have a team from Janesville. They come from all over. We actually got teams from guys from Oconomowoc play in Janesville, the Dells, Baraboo, Monroe. They come from, and again, it's open to anybody in the greater Madison area. If someone isn't on a team, we're going to have a draft on April 4th. For new players to put on teams, so that'd be at Smart Motors.
I think you should talk to Colbert. Colbert could play.
Yes,
he's
looks
got
like
some.
He
he's got some game. He's up there running every morning. Bob, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much,
Bob Ruland. Go out there and have some Cracker Jacks. Have yourself a whale of a time.